My name is Anna Claire Steinbring, and I'm a senior art history major. Today, I'll be speaking about Michael Spiritz's self-portrait in the Allen Memorial Art Museum. The Allen Memorial Art Museum has one of the few self-portraits by the hardly known yet highly regarded Flemish master, Michael Spiritz. The Allen self-portrait, painted between 1656 and 1658, depicts the painter as a distinguished yet still youthful man, having already spent time studying in Rome and working in Amsterdam. A devoutly Catholic painter from Brussels, Spiritz's work has much in common with his Flemish Baroque contemporaries, Peter Paul Rubens, Jacob Jordaens, or Anthony van Dyck, whose work can all be found in the Allen alongside Spiritz's self-portrait. Yet Spiritz's artistic style is ultimately distinct, and is distinct, paradoxically, through his aptitude for imitation. Spiritz's virtuosic, chameleon gift was the ability to absorb and interchange the styles of other painters, from the masters of the Italian Renaissance to his contemporary Dutch competitors, without ever being merely derivative. The self-portrait at the Allen is to a certain extent a hybrid of Italian portrait traditions and of Northern portrait traditions. Yet Spiritz's erect posture and firm, sure gaze present an artist both confident in himself and proud of his work. The painting is a masterpiece of subtle shading and lively brushstroke, the artist addressing the viewer with a look of straightforwardness and wit. Michael Spiritz was from Flanders, but migrated to Rome for a time in the 1640s, where his work began to show the influences of other artists. These artists were to a certain extent the expected influences, including the Italians Caravaggio and Annibale Carracci, 16th century artists who inspired whole schools emulating their styles. Yet Spiritz's work in turn resembles the Spanish Baroque master Diego Velázquez or the classicizing French master Nicolas Poussin, who also spent a great deal of his career in Rome. In a century full of debates regarding the status of painting and its role in society, Rome was the indisputable center of the art world, with young, ambitious artists arriving from across Europe to study from the old masters. By Spiritz's time, Flemish and Dutch painters were often viewed by Italian artists as merely artisanal. They were criticized for being slavish imitators of every detail in nature. Thus, Spiritz competed in Rome not only to prove himself as an artist, but to prove himself as a foreign artist. And in the 17th century, there was no better way to show your skill than to imitate the work of established masters. Though successful in his day, today Spiritz is often confused with the 17th century Dutch master, Jan Vermeer. Although Vermeer lived in Protestant Holland, he was a Catholic like Spiritz. Their works share a similar luminosity of color and delicate yet vital brushstroke. It is probable that the palette Spiritz chose for the Oberlin self-portrait was influenced by the color schemes used by Dutch painters in the same period. And it is true that Spiritz briefly spent time in Amsterdam after leaving Rome and before departing for Asia in 1661. Yet any accusation that Michael Spiritz copied Jan Vermeer is false, since there is no evidence that the two artists ever met. In fact, it is more likely that Vermeer would have encountered and emulated the work of Spiritz, for Spiritz's achievement had reached the town of Delft, where Vermeer was based, by the 1660s. This is just when Spiritz was leaving for Europe on a missionary trip to Asia, and as Vermeer began his famous Girl with a Pearl Earring, for which he is now best known. Defying any clear attribution of influence, Spiritz further confounds classification in his refusal to specialize in a particular mode of painting. Spiritz seems equally at ease as a portraitist or as a painter of religious scenes, and declined choosing between being a painter of popular genre scenes or of history painting, often mixing the genres in one painting. Michael Spiritz's portraits are quieter, often more pensive and intensely focused, the subject engaging the viewer time and again with unwavering large eyes. The self-portrait at the Allen is an elegant example. Cast against an Italianate backdrop of mountains fading into a blue haze of atmospheric perspective, Spiritz has depicted himself using traditional Netherlandish portrait conventions and with refined hands and fashionable clothing. The details of face and hands are dynamic, despite the fact that the actual brushstrokes are hardly visible. Flushed pinks and reds are offset by bold highlights of white. Bright sky illuminates the artist from behind, creating an effect almost like a halo. With his flowing hair and firm yet playful gaze, Sveretz has cast himself in the role of the gentleman, but also in the persona of the artist as lone genius and virtuoso, an image he furthers with his skilled application of paint. In the Oberlin portrait, Michael Sveretz portrays himself simultaneously as a master of his craft and as an intellectual, holding the tools of his trade in his graceful hands. Presenting himself proudly as both gentleman and craftsman, Sveretz was arguing for a higher social status for artists. Sveretz adds a final detail of playfulness into the elegant, self-assured composition that might not be noticeable on first inspection. Holding a brush loaded with pure white paint, the painted image of the artist dips the brush towards his painted shirt cuff, perhaps to add the last detail of a highlight that the artist has overlooked. Sveretz has depicted himself as a painter in action, absorbed in his work yet still engaging viewers with the authority of his gaze, gently demanding respect as a sophisticated artist and as a master of his craft. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and please check the Allen Memorial Art Museum's website for additions to this series.